Thank you for contacting customer support. This is Caitlin with whom I have the pleasure of speaking with.
Hi, my name is Julie Saylor, and I'm calling. There was a charge on my checking account for $49.89 for a stablelife.com, table, or two, I don't know, topstablelife.com with this number.
Yes, sir. So can I get your zip code so I can see what exactly is going on?
58301.
And your first and last name?
Julie Saylor.
And can you spell your last name for me?
S-A-I-L-O-R.
And your first name for me?
Julie, J-U-L-I-E.
And you were charged $49.89, ma'am?
$49.89.
And can I get you to verify your address for me?
P.O. Box 482 in Devil's Lake, North Dakota, 58301.
Are you affiliated with an 8044 Highway 20?
Yes.
Okay.
P.O. Box is my mailing address.
So it looks like you received an email with a link for a survey in exchange for completing the survey. You were offered a chance, an entry ticket for sweepstakes that offers various prizes such as an iPhone, a Dyson vacuum cleaner, and an iPad. You could be charged anywhere from $2 to $6.95 to enter the sweepstakes. And in the terms and conditions for the sweepstakes, it also tells you that you'd be enrolled in a monthly subscription for a meal plan app.
Oh, no.
So that's what the $49.89 is for.
Yeah, I don't want anything to do with that. I didn't know anything about it.
So I can offer you a 35% discount on the existing reoccurring charge.
No, I don't want any of it. I got nothing. So what are they charging me for? I don't understand.
So you got emailed a link to the meal plan app. It's an actual app that you have to download on your phone, ma'am.
I don't have an app on my phone. So, no, I just want a refund.
Okay, yes, ma'am. So I can offer you a 35% refund back on the $49.89.
Okay, now, I would really like the $49.89 because I don't even know what this is. And
okay.
I didn't get any meal plan. I didn't download anything on my phone.
Yes, ma'am, I understand. So what I can do for you is I can do a one-time friends and family discount of a 50% refund back.
So why am I not getting my money back when I didn't do anything with this?
Because it's a valid charge on your account, and I'm only allowed to give out a 50% refund back on the reoccurring charge.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Okay, so what I can do for you, I'm not supposed to do this. I can offer you a 75% discount back on the $49.89.
This is not going to be coming out of my account again, right?
No, ma'am.
I don't even know what it is.
I'll get you canceled out. That would be me refunding you back $37.42.
Okay. If you do that right away, I guess I can't fight it anymore. I don't even know what that is, like I said. So.
Okay, yes, ma'am. So I'm refunding you back $37.42. You should see that in your bank account within 3 to 5 business days.
And make sure that that's closed, nothing. I don't know.
Yes, ma'am. Give me one moment, and I'll provide you with a cancellation number.
Thank you very much.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. What is it? A food thing?
Yes, ma'am. It's a meal planning app.
So an app on your phone that's going to cost you $50 a month?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, boy. Okay. I didn't see that one coming, apparently. And that was on Christmas Eve it was charged. Well, I was busy on Christmas Eve. So.
Okay, you seem so your refund was successful. Like I stated, you should see that within 3 to 5 business days. Are you ready for your cancellation number?
Yes.
That's going to be C as in cancel. 920.
Okay.
392-974.
974. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for contacting customer support, and I hope you have a great rest of your day.
You too. Thank you.